This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
A journalism professor at Northwestern University claims the school canceled his classes because of his support of pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campus.
Dr. Stephen Thrasher says he believes Northwestern took action against him because he and others stood between university police and a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus, but only months after it happened. Attorney Rima Capitan represents Thrasher.
The encampment happened in late April, and the university didn't take action against Dr. Thrasher in April and May and June, and then suddenly in July, they suspended him from teaching.
Capitan says Northwestern only took action against Thrasher after members of a congressional committee asked whether he would face discipline for his actions. Thrasher's case is going before a faculty committee. Northwestern officials have declined to comment, calling this a personnel matter. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Attorneys are calling on Illinois leaders to take action as they file new lawsuits that involve alleged sexual abuse of children in state juvenile detention facilities over the years.
Our clients want justice, they want accountability, and they want sexual abuse in Illinois juvenile facilities to end.
Attorney Jerome Block is representing close to 300 people who claim they were sexually abused by workers at state-run youth centers and the Cook County Juvenile Temporary Detention Center between 1996 and 2021.
When the Attorney General Kwame Raoul of this state focused on investigating the Catholic Church and calling out those abuses, the Attorney General should be summoning those same resources, because the lives of these survivors are just as important, and their voices should be heard.
Michael Moss says he still has nightmares about what he endured at the age of 17.
The employees of Cook County beat me, threatened me, and sexually abused me. I have a wife and two kids, and even now I feel so difficult with time to even talk about it.
In the Loop, Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A leading education activist in Illinois says the ongoing struggle between Mayor Johnson and public school CEO Pedro Martinez is an omen.
Cassie Cresswell, president of Illinois Families for Public Schools, says Mayor Johnson's effort to force out schools chief Pedro Martinez over budget issues and differences in their visions for the schools was surprising but understandable.
I think it is a preview of years to come when we transfer power over to a fully elected school board in Chicago. And, you know, we're going to have two separate governance bodies that we have not had before in Chicago.
But she says no matter who is the school CEO, the Chicago public schools are underfunded, and it's because the state is not funding them adequately.
Chicagoans should be calling on their state legislators and calling on the governor to say, why aren't we, you know, funding our public schools, this really important public good, in a more equitable way?
Governor Pritzker has said he wishes he could do more. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Rockford man sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for his part in several robberies at electronics stores. 32-year-old Catrail Bridges was convicted in a jury trial last month on charges of conspiracy to commit a robbery. Bridges and eight others charged with robbing stores in DeKalb and Cherry Valley back in December of 2016. Federal prosecutors say the group got away with $22,000 worth of merchandise. Chicago's first responders and city employees will now have better access to a groundbreaking treatment for PTSD and other mental health issues. Former police officer and alderman Anthony Napolitano says something called stellate ganglion blocks will now be available to all city employees through the flexible spending account program.
I found out that there's this wide array of officers that are already using these techniques. Using this procedure that Stella offers, it's working. It's working instantly, and it's just changed their life overnight. This is the wave of the future. We can help a lot of people. We could save a lot of lives.
The procedure resets the body's fight or flight response through the neck and offers relief from PTSD symptoms. In Chicago, there have been 20 suicides among police officers in the past 4 years. In 2021 alone, law enforcement personnel were 52% more likely to die by suicide compared to other populations. Well, they couldn't stop the Starbucks from opening, but a community group in Little Village vowing to keep the pressure on their new big box neighbor.
Director of the Little Village Community Council, Baltazar Enriquez, rallied outside of the new Starbucks coffee shop located in the Village Discount Mall on 26th Street. He's demanding that the business find somewhere else.
Move out or give us the profits. because we are here to protect the image of our neighborhood. This is a Mexican, American, Latino neighborhood, and we want to keep it that way. This neighborhood was not handed to us. We had to struggle, fight to turn it into what it is today. It's a magmile of nothing but great businesses that fit our culture.
The coffee giant opened its doors on September 20th and says it made several local hires from the community. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WPBM.
Unplanned Parenthood is a collaborative mixed-media installation about the history of birth control and the role that racism played in the fight for reproductive rights and justice in the United States. Now, Michelle Hartney says her new collaborative mixed-media installation at the International Museum of Surgical Science explores the complex history of birth control in the U.S. It's called Unplanned Parenthood.
It's centered on letters that were written in the 1920s to the founder of Planned Parenthood from mostly moms. She received over 250,000 letters from really desperate moms asking for information about birth control.
The letters are embroidered onto traditionally feminine clothing items like wedding dresses and lingerie and were done by sewers throughout the country. The exhibit is on display now through December 8th. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Mike Esposito. Good afternoon,
Lisa,
Mike.
Good afternoon. Thank you. History of the wrong kind might be made tonight at Guaranteed Rate Field. The White Sox with a loss would set the major league record for the most losses in a season in the modern era. In order to avoid that, the Sox would have to win all of their remaining six games. They're going to try it starting tonight. Series opener against the Angels, Jonathan Cannon against Jack Kochanowicz. The Cubs back in Philly, a 5:40 first pitch over on 670 The Score. Last night, the Phillies clinched the National League East by beating the Cubs 6-2, and the season debut of Cubs pitching prospect Caleb Killian was a rocky one. He gave up five earned runs, eight hits in 5 2/3 innings, taking the loss to the Phillies. Justin Steele goes tonight for the Cubs against Tanner Banks. Now, 40 years ago tonight, it was a different team clinching the National League East, and it ended 39 years of frustration, as Rick Gregg reports.
Sutcliffe threw a complete game two-hitter. Gary Matthews singled in Ryan Sandberg, and the Cubs partied in Pennsylvania.
Somebody told me we won the National League East. I'm having a beer. I love it.
You buying beer for Chicago?
Everybody in Pittsburgh gets a beer on Jim Friday night. I'm in room 304 at the Hyatt. Anybody wants a drink?
You're lying.
Manager Jim Fry, after a 4-1 division clinching win over the Pirates with WBBM's Tom Scher, they'd get within a game of the World Series, but it would take another 32 years to get any farther. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
I'm sure lots of Cubs fans took Jim Fry up on that offer that night. The Bears, meanwhile, get the day off today. They'll be back at it tomorrow, preparing for old friend Matthew Stafford and the Rams, who hit Soldier Field on Sunday. Stafford, of course, the longtime Lions quarterback, now leading the Rams, and he helped lead them to a comeback win over the 49ers on Sunday. Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre disclosed today that he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. With sports at 16:46, I'm 670 The Score's Mike Esposito on News Radio 105.9 WBB.
Police in Chicago investigating after several car windows were found smashed in the Dunning neighborhood this morning.
Police saying around 1:45 a.m., eight cars were found damaged on North Nordica Avenue between Addison and West Byron. The driver's side and passenger side windows on the cars were smashed, and property was found taken from one of the vehicles. Police say the suspect is a man who fled the scene in a dark-colored sedan. No one is in custody, and there are no further details. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some changes are in place at McCormick Place to make things safer for migrating birds.
The two football fields worth of windows at Lakeside Center are now covered in a bird-safe application, according to the operators of McCormick Place, who say the film is designed to help birds differentiate between the windows and open air. They're hoping to avoid a repeat of last fall when 1,000 migrating birds died in one night after colliding with the glass. The decision to install the film came after several meetings with numerous local, national, and international bird advocacy groups. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An independent record store in Wheaton will be celebrating its 10th anniversary next month. The Daily Herald reports Mile Long Records is also moving to a larger location on Liberty Drive.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.